Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
I have a question for us all today.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most unhinged thing you have found in the fridge at work?
Oh.
The reason I ask is because I opened our fridge the other day to get some more milk for my coffee.
Yes.
And in the fridge, there was a little white plate with two slices of white bread as a sandwich and a leftover omelette as the filling. And it was just standing on the plates. It wasn't covered. There was no lid. It wasn't wrapped in anything. It wasn't in a Tupperware. So you know that bread is sat in the fridge and it's dried out now. So you got this, like, you know when bread goes like toast, but just because you left it out and it's not like toast. That least good sandwich of all time. Dipped in an omelette as your filling. And I was just like, who has put this in the fridge, A? And B, I know you're never coming back to it.
You don't know that, Rob Forbes.
I would like to know that in my heart, that nobody ate that thing.
Nee, maar hoekom plaat het jou?
Ek verstaan. It's just, you've done everything possible to make it as untasty as possible. Dit verstaan ek nie. There my brain breaks.
Kan ek vir jou hierdie omelet repurpose? Ons het 'n toaster hierby werk, nee? So those two slices, toaster.
Yeah.
And then you put that omelet in the microwave, slap some salt and pepper on it, and bam, there you have like a little fake French toast.
Okay, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
This was not that. Derek on the WhatsApp line already. Guys, I found a whole frozen fish in the fridge at work once. Imagine, you gaat soek jou melk en daar's 'n hele snoek.
Dalk was iemand kaap toe, toe hulle 'n snoek gekoop, toe kom hulle immediately van die lughawe af werk toe.
Ek het 'n vergadering, ek kan nie my snoek huis toe.
En hierdie snoek kan ek hier los, bro.
Now you've got a snoek in your fridge at work.
You never know. We could maybe have a snoek braai or whatever, you know?
No. You can't do that. 084-850-9042. Unhinged things you've found in the office fridge. Because every now and again we open it up and something just makes you go, nee man, wat gaat hier aan?
What about a snoek omelet?
Nee, bly stil, Roseanne. The next time I'm curious and I say we should do this on the show, please tell me to shut my mouth. Please just tell me to shut up.
Jy Vilmos.
Lolly, hoe gaan het?
Goed en self.
Tell us the horror story, please.
So I opened up the fridge one day at work and saw this very suspicious looking blob inside someone's Tupperware. And I had a curiosity, popped up the lid and had a look, and it was a cow's eyeball. A delicacy, like he thinks it's the best thing since the moon, you know?
It was a what?
No, you cannot. A cow's eyeball.
The eyeball of a cow.
Eyeball of a cow.
Lolly.
Absolutely horrifying.
Yes, absolutely horrifying. Do you still work with this person?
I do, and he's offered to make it for me before. I have not taken up for the offer. It's just, no.
This is a step too far for you.
Yeah, no. I'll try almost anything anytime, but just once, this one's not.
I'm going to regret asking this, but I'm going to do it anyway. How do you cook it, Lolly?
That's what I don't know. Like, it looked still like an eyeball, and it was cooked, and I was like, no. If something's looking at me when I'm eating it, it's not supposed to be eaten.
The fact that he offered to make it for you, that's what I can still stand. Where's the nutritional value there by cow's eyeball? Protein, I'm sure.
Also, those are not in my supermarket.
No, that's like a speciality thing. Like you can ask a special butcher.
Yeah. And you haven't had it yet, huh?
No. Maybe one day I'll give it a try if I feel brave.
Please call us when you do. Make a video.
I will do. So.
How hungry would you have to be, Lolly?
Very hungry. Like, I'm dying hungry.
Oh, thank you. That's a horror story. We never want to hear it ever again. Thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Have a great day.
Bye.
Oh, my soul. We got a message in from Anonymous about someone at their workplace that mashes up banana and leaves it in the fridge for about a week before this person eats it then on toast. So, as dit is oop. So as jy enige iets in daai yskas sit, selfs in 'n Tupperware bakkie, gaan dit alles proe en ryk soos oorryp piesang.
No. Just no. These aren't... I was going to say, these aren't even the worst of them.
Yeah.
Do we really have to do another round and re-traumatize everyone?
Yes.
Okay, on the way. Do you want to hear some of the more unhinged ones?
Yes, Rob.
This is from Jonathan, and I would be deeply, deeply unhappy.
Hi, Rob and Ross. So I once found a pig's head, half-eaten pig's head, in the fridge at work before, and it's been lying there, or I presume it was lying there for at least 2 or 3 days, because it was on a Monday morning that I found this thing.
Monday morning. A multi-day old pig's head.
Multi-day.
Annalie sent us a message saying they made some coffee and they wondered why it tasted funny. And somebody had put the chicken feet to boil for lunch into the kettle and then hit boil and then walked away. And then somebody else came in and thought, ooh, the kettle's just boiled. Let me make some coffee with that water.
No, stop it.
Nice chicken stocky coffee though.
Nee, maar ook die ding is, jy dink nie as jy verby die ketel loop om die ketel uit te spoel nie. You don't think of that, right?
I heard a horror story once about something someone found in a kettle in a hotel. And let me tell you, it was so traumatizing that I've never boiled a kettle in a hotel without opening it and checking inside first.
Yeah. We got a message in from Rian. I think this is my absolute worst. Once found a piece of tripe that looked like an alien. It was not cleaned. And then just two words for the next sentence. The smell. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
There you go. It's not always easy sharing a fridge.
Wat sê Brendan?
Wat sê Brendan?
I once witnessed a co-worker pull a whole unpeeled mango out of the freezer and walk into the office. I know for a fact they don't have plates or utensils in their office, and I still wonder to this day how they ate this mango. I like to imagine that they would eat it like you would eat an apple.
Cool. Now I'm going to have to try a little frozen mango bites there. Thank you for all the stories. We'll never talk about this topic ever again. Please. I'm horrified.